Apo the morning to everybody.
How are you, Wendy?
I love Fridays. It's raining. It was beautiful a little while ago, and it'll get beautiful again.
How optimistic. That was the most optimistic start to the show of all time.
I'm sick of being crabby.
No. Are you turning over the new leaf, are you? Good for you.
Yes, I am.
We like the crab.
Right. Well, I'm sure you'll get a little.
We'll fight a little. A side of crab. Right? It's like a Long John Silver's. Just a side of crab, and it's not spelled with a C. It's spelled with a K.
Okay, because I was going to say, what Long John Silver's can you find crab at?
It's hard to find. It's very hard to find. Hey, you know who's here? It's Fortune Feimster's here, making a return visit to the show, appearing at Zany's this weekend. Fortune, great to see you.
It's great to see you guys.
You look... I hope this is okay. I know we live in a very politically correct world now, and maybe that's good and maybe it's bad, but you look better than ever.
Oh, thank you. I've lost 30 pounds.
It's obvious.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I was trying not to eat dessert 3 times a day anymore.
That's all it was?
I mean, I was eating a lot. So we started the new year, and, you know, both of us, my fiance and I had put on weight, and we were just like, we gotta reel this in.
Is it easier to do when you're losing with somebody?
Yeah, for sure. Because although if she weren't there, I would be like, you know, eating whatever.
And whenever. You say fiance, so then again, it's like the chase is over, the catch is there. So sometimes you're like, oh, what do I need to look good for?
Yeah, for real. You know, you're either with someone and trying to improve. You're both trying to improve, or you're alone and just eating pasta.
Carbs are the devil, aren't they?
Carbs and sugar are tough to kick. But we did that. We went extreme. We did this thing called the Whole 30, where it's like 30 days with no processed foods, no sugar, no milk, no no soy, no alcohol,
no flavor,
nothing. No, it was just like meat and vegetables for 30 days.
Don't you find anytime, because I do that twice a year, I do a 60 and I do a 30.
Oh, really?
Don't you find the first 2 days, maybe 3 days, impossible, and then you kind of get used to it?
I found 30 days impossible.
Every minute of
it. No, I mean, once I hit like 7 days, I was like, well, I can't give up now. I already made it 7 days.
Right.
I got to see what happens with this thing. I lost like 18 pounds in the 30 days.
Yeah. And then what happens after the 30 days? You go back to regular eating?
You kind of like introduce foods like milk, and then like 4 days later, like something else.
Right.
You know, you reintroduce things slowly. But then you find after 30 days of not eating sugar or something like that, I was like, oh, I don't crave it as much as I did.
Sure.
Before.
It's addictive. They tell you that.
Yeah.
Junk food's addictive. Sugar's addictive.
Yeah.
The worst part about sugar, I think, that I couldn't live without is creamer in my coffee and ketchup on fries.
Well, so I love coffee. I'm a huge coffee person, and I was putting tons of like half and half and several Splendas, and so I was drinking every day.
Yeah,
and I managed to cut that out, and now I just do almond milk. And, and at first it was like, oh, this is not as, you know, delicious as it was before, but you do get used to it. And so already I've eliminated something small, but something I was doing every day.
Right,
and that adds up.
Yeah.
Is there one food in particular that when you're on one of these 30 days, you go, oh, Annie, I would give anything just to have that. What is it?
I really love like any pasta or Thai food. I was missing noodles and things like that, and cake.
Yeah,
have you seen, I think it's Noodles and Company, they now, and other people have done it, but they offer it, their noodles made out of zucchini.
Oh,
they
yeah.
shred them, so it,
really?
It has the consistency of like a spaghetti, but it's just zucchini.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it yet, but it was good in theory.
I'd be the one talking about healthier foods. It's so weird.
That's the reason we brought you in.
It's so easier to talk about tater tots, you know?
Don't you also find if you're on any kind of a diet or anything like that, that's when food companies decide to either introduce new products, or you'll be in the store and you'll go, all the milk duds you want for a quarter? When did this start? You know, there's some special going on.
Well, and I, on my social media, I dance a lot with ice cream. And so every, like a lot
what does that mean, you dance with ice cream?
So like, I just do these silly dances where I like, you know, because ice cream's so delicious that when you eat it, it just brings out such joy.
Yes.
So
makes you want to dance.
It makes you want to dance. So I started filming myself dancing with ice cream, obviously.
Different dances for different flavors?
tours?
Yeah, like if I'd go in different cities and I'd try a local place, I'd, you know, go on the street and dance with it and put a song to it. And everyone's like, oh, it's so fun and silly. And I like, I don't know, I like seeing this person dance with ice cream. So now when I go to restaurants, a lot of people send me like ice cream or desserts and
to get you dancing. Dance.
Yeah. And of course, now that I'm trying to be healthier, I'm like, I can't eat this right now. But I'll splurge and, you know, for the sake of the dance.
For the art. You do it for your art.
Yeah, I'll eat the ice cream.
Yeah, that makes sense. Fortune Feimster's here. You can see her at Zany's tomorrow night or Sunday night. Two shows each night. We'll give you all the details in just a little bit. Stick around. A lot more coming next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Fortune Feimster's here. She's appearing at Zany's in Rosemont. You got two shows tomorrow night, two shows on Sunday night. You don't have to see all four, but if you're
Why not? Go see all four.
Why wouldn't people sit for all four? I have to ask you about your name.
Yeah.
Now, Fortune is a very interesting name, but it's not your original. It's your middle name.
It's my middle name.
Yeah.
It's my great-grandmother's maiden name.
Oh.
And a Southern folk often take, you know, family names.
Yeah.
Yep. That are our parents. That's like our shout-out to family members is like, I'm going to name my daughter after.
Why
you
not?
Know, yeah.
When did you go with it as your first name? Was it for professional reasons or in school or when?
So Emily is my first name, and I went by that until I was about 22.
Yeah.
And I was really tight with my grandmother, and she really wanted my mom to name me Fortune when I was born. She's like, I really think that should be your name. And my mom was just like, you know, she'd have to be Miss America to live up to a name like that. And which, rude, I can't believe my mom didn't think I was going to be Miss America. So they compromised. And then after my grandmother passed away, actually the day after I moved to college, and we just had a very tight bond. And I felt like I am who I am a lot because of her. So
yeah.
I was like, you know what, if I ever perform, if I ever do anything like that, I want to go by Fortune as kind of a nod to
her.
Great
name.
And then it just ended up kind of taking over, and only my family calls me Emily, but I definitely feel more like a Fortune.
Yeah.
You look more like a Fortune. I was just going to ask
Emily's
you when you
dainty.
Look. Yeah. Well, not just that, but it's all girly,
yeah.
You know, like you should be wearing skirts all the
right,
time.
Yeah.
And
it's
taffeta.
Like, it's a sweet name.
Yeah.
And that name was, I was named after my mom's cousin, of course.
Oh.
So Emily, I still...
Do they run out of names in the South? Because
yeah,
I'm married to someone
so.
From the South, and his family, the same thing.
Yeah, all my brothers have names from family members. I don't know, it's such a thing there, or it was.
Paying tribute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, yeah, I just, Fortune just fit, you know, and so it's good for me, and it also, you know, it pays honor or something, you know, to my grandmother.
It's great alliteration with your last name.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like a Dick Tracy character.
Yeah.
You know?
Fortune Feimster just walked in.
That's perfect. A couple weeks ago, we had Garrett Dillahunt on the show, who played
Garrett.
Your brother Jody. He had nothing but great things to say about you.
He's the greatest. I can't believe that I got to play his sister. Everyone still comes up to me. They're like, your guys' brother-sister dynamic on the Mindy Project was so fun.
It was.
Because they would write things like, you know, he curls my hair every morning for 2 hours. And we were very codependent siblings.
You know what he said that I think you'll find interesting is, because I've loved his work for years and years, and I love that he was on the show. And he said he was so intimidated because not just you, he said, but that cast was so fast and so funny. He said, I don't think I could keep up with them.
Oh,
but he did.
Well, he's such a great actor. You know, a lot of us came from improv backgrounds. We all started... I started the Groundlings. Ike was, I think Second City, and Mindy's a writer. So everybody, you know, was on the fly a lot. You were just kind of just riding with whatever the other person said.
Yeah.
So, you know, but he's such a good actor that he, you know, would find his moments for sure.
Yeah.
Whereas like someone like Ike isn't going to be quiet.
Oh, is he funny? He's so good.
He's a Chicago.
He's from here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Go back to those days with the Groundlings.
Uh-huh.
Intimidating at first to be on stage there, or did you pick it up right away?
Well, it's intimidating when you watch, because when I started the school, I think Kristen Wiig was coming through the program, and Melissa McCarthy was in the main company. So you're seeing these, like, you know, they weren't like who they are now as far as fame, but you're seeing just like people that are so good.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, wow, I want to do that, but like, how can I get to that level? So you just start at the bottom. So you're in classes with a bunch of, you know, some people are really funny and some people really suck. And So it's not as intimidating in class. You're like, this guy, I don't think comedy is for him, you know?
But that's kind of good for you because you learn from both. You learn from those better and from those not as good.
Sure. And then the more you go through the program, then you start getting to perform with those people. And it's like playing tennis. You play tennis. Makes you stronger when you play against better people.
Sure.
Do those sucky people ever get better?
No, they eventually get weeded out because it's a you get voted on. It's a weird process where it's like even in classes they're deciding whether or not you can continue.
There was a guy in my Second City class who, whenever a scene would start, he had a drink. Uh-huh. No matter what the scene was, he had a drink.
Yeah.
And one of them was, the setup was, you're in prehistoric times, and right away, Daniel was holding a drink. He had a champagne glass. Very strange.
Yeah, it's his go-to security blanket.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, improv's fun, though. The nice thing about it is, you know, everyone should be able to take it, and a lot of people do it in the beginning. You might not make a career out of it, but
it helps you.
Yeah, I had a lot of, there were a lot of people in my beginning few classes that were like lawyers or, you know, business people or people who just wanted to be more confident or teachers.
Yeah,
it really helps with a lot of professions, just being able to think on your feet. It really does give you some tools to, you know, if you're not sure what to say.
They're good forever.
Yeah.
I have to ask you about this. One of the shows, actually, I think it was the first time I saw you, Fortune, was on John Mulaney's show. Now, I think John, seriously, is one of the funniest stand-ups I've ever seen.
Great,
he's so good. The show didn't work. Why? What was going on there?
You know, it was an he's so good, and I saw what he was trying to do. It was an interesting mix of they had the home life where it was him and his friends, and then they had the work life where it was like Martin Short and the game show, and he was working on the game show. And I don't think the two worlds mixed in a weird way. The show would have been. Maybe would have worked if it was one thing or the other.
Right.
But for some reason, the two worlds weren't really coming
together.
So
sad, because he's at no loss for work. He's working constantly, and I'm thrilled for that.
Yeah.
But I wanted that show to be so good, and it was disappointing that
it wasn't. I could see him going on. I see him more in the like late night. I could see him being one of the late night hosts or one of those guys that gets to be himself. Because he's got a lot of really great opinions and he's so smart. I think who's to say? I mean, maybe he'll come up with another wonderful, great show, and that will be the thing that works. But I would really love to see him in that late night capacity.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So you're going to be at Zany's Rosemont this weekend. A Saturday, two shows. Sunday, two shows.
Yeah.
But where are you headed now?
I'm headed to Milwaukee. We came into Chicago last night because my fiance is, I met her in Chicago 3 years ago. And so she has friends here she likes to see. And so we're like, let's just fly into Chicago and then we'll just drive up to Milwaukee. I'm doing their Pride Fest up there.
Oh, you're going to have a great
awesome.
Time.
Yeah, good.
So it's like an afternoon, like a 5 p.m. show. So.
And you're going to get there by 5 if you leave now?
We'll see. We'll see.
You will.
But I love performing in Chicago. Everybody's so nice here, and it's a good comedy city.
It is, isn't it?
So anytime they ask me to come, I'm like, yes.
It was almost exactly a year ago that you were here last time,
probably,
right?
Probably.
I think I
did the downtown club.
Yeah.
So, you know, Rosemont, and people are like, that's all the way by the airport. And I'm just like, you can do it. You got this.
Push yourself. It's worth
it.
You
can even get on the blue line. I know. I know my trains.
Yeah,
now.
You do very well played.
Boy, I don't, and I've lived here my whole life.
Very nice.
I've been on the trains here.
I also have to ask, more Life in Pieces for you or not?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
I hope so. That show, they picked it up at the very last minute. I was getting worried that it wasn't coming back, but now. Now that it is officially picked up, I really hope.
I hope you're back on. Your character's hysterical.
They write such funny stuff for me,
yeah.
And then they let me kind of go and be silly, and let me say crazy things.
Your character is both dangerous and endearing at the same time.
I know, that's what I love about it, because she's like so. Like, she has a pet snake. Oh, my God. By the way, I had to film a scene with Diane Wiest. Not had to. I had the pleasure of filming with Diane Wiest.
They forced you to.
But there was a 13-foot python in the scene with us that was on my bed because my character has a pet snake, of course. And I had to sit down on the bed with Diane and have a real emotional scene with her while this python, this giant yellow python, was coming towards us. And I was, Diane could see I was nervous. And I was like, oh my God.
She wasn't nervous.
She was not. She did not even flinch.
What's wrong with her? How could you not?
She was like, I'll let you know if it comes too close to you.
Wow.
I'm like, hold me, please, Diane. It was so scary. Acting's hard, you guys.
It is hard. That's a testament to how good an actress you are. I didn't know you were scared.
The point of the story is acting's so hard.
Right. It sure is. Boy, is it ever. Amy Schumer, right? Was that an Amy Schumer impression? That
probably.
Sounded like an Amy Schumer impression.
I didn't mean
impression.
To, but that was probably. Perfect.
Go see Fortune Feimster. She's at Zanies in Rosemont. You got two chances tomorrow night and two chances on Sunday night. You want to go to rosemont.zanies.com. All your information is there. Great to see you again.
It was great to see you.
Thanks
guys.
For being
nice
here,
to
Fortune.
See you. Thank you for having me.
A little break, then some news, then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.